In other news, the eyes of the sporting world are on Green Bay this weekend as the Packers host the NFL draft at Lambeau Field. Here and Now senior political reporter Zach Schultz was there for the first day of the draft and tells us the state hopes the economic impact will be felt for years to come.
Okay, welcome to the 2025 NFL draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
When the National Football League announced the Green Bay Packers would host the 2025 NFL Draft, there was little doubt Packers fans would show up. A party in the shadow of Lambeau Field with no cost to get in? By the end of the night, the NFL announced attendance on the first day hit 205,000 people.
The draft is really like an all eyes on us moment for Wisconsin, and that's really important because we are turning football fans into Wisconsin fans.
Ann Sayers is Wisconsin's tourism secretary, and she knows not all of these football fans are local. We saw jerseys representing all 32 teams in the league, and even some of those wearing Packers jerseys traveled from out of state. Wisconsin spent more than $2 million to help prepare for and promote the event.
We have been preparing for a long time. We knew we could do it, and so I think people are going to have a seamless experience, and that's what it's all about.
We booked an Airbnb in Appleton like a year ago.
Aaron and Trisha Leonard traveled from Illinois with their two young children. They were surprised to find activities for their kids throughout the day, like this football skills event.
I was just thinking about, like, I was doing pretty good.
Yeah, it's been a great experience, especially for a 5 and soon-to-be 3-year-old. It's been great for the kids.
The Leonards have been to Green Bay for games before, but for others, this trip was a first.
This is awesome. I've seen people from every fan base. It's a beautiful area. Hotels are nice.
I would love to come back and watch a Packers game at some time. That's on my bucket list.
Wisconsin is on a hot streak when it comes to hosting large events, and Sayers says the key is turning those visitors into repeat customers.
I think we're making an impression. You know, we hosted the RNC. We're now hosting the draft. We were showcased through Top Chef just recently. We have a lot of marquee moments happening in golf. We were welcoming IndyCar back. And I think it's just showing, like, yeah, Wisconsin can do this. We can absolutely host. People can have a great time. They go home with stories. They actually want to come back for their family vacations. That's what it's all about.
Just to drive up here, too, it was kind of cool to look at, you know, all the things that we could do. You know, we thought, maybe we'll bring our kids here. Maybe we'll do this. Maybe we'll do that.
While a cloudy day in April may not show off Wisconsin at its best, the food is always good. And there were long lines for standards like burgers and cheese curds, but also food trucks like the Fry Bread Shack.
Fry bread's our special recipe that we make with our dough.
Ezra Leoso and his team are from the Bad River Band of the Lake Superior Chippewa.
We're an indigenous food truck. There's not too many indigenous foods out there, so it means a lot. We're very honored to be out here representing on behalf of Native Americans across Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan. Well, we're from northern Wisconsin, the Bad River Reservation, so we're very honored to be a part of this and to be accepted in here and share a little bit of our culture with everyone.
We are showcasing our amazing culinary food traditions, our outdoor recreation, which is world class, our unique accommodations, our unexpected attractions. So many of these things that we know travelers are looking for, we have it in Wisconsin, and the draft is just giving us a stage to show it all off.
The NFL draft is one of those rare sporting events where every fan can walk away happy. None more so than the crowd of Packers fans when the team finally made their selection.
The 13-time world champion, Green Bay Packers, draft Matthew Golden, wide receiver of Texas.
Go, Pack, go!
Reporting from Green Bay, I'm Zach Schultz for Here and Now.